This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
From the USA Today's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome into the show future Hall of Famer, Bob Nightingale. Bob, what's happening?
Doing great. How you doing, Bob?
I'm all right, man. Appreciate the time, Bob, as always. Through the first month plus, as we're now to the second day of May, most disappointing team in baseball and maybe the biggest positive surprise so far?
Well, it's got to be the Orioles for biggest disappointment. I mean, you know, this team, the window's wide open. You expect them to, be a World Series contender, and then, start falling flat in their face with their pitching problems. Biggest surprise could be Oakland or the A's of Sacramento.
Right.
Two games above 500, tied for the fourth best record in baseball, in the American League. And, the playoffs, if the season ended right now, they'd be in the playoffs.
Now, elaborating on the Orioles and their disappointing start, and we talked to you, Bob, before the season, began, and you're like, they didn't do enough in the offseason, and, the injuries have certainly been a problem, but, throughout the grapevine, what's the consensus as to what Mike Elias didn't do? What could he have done that he didn't do to bolster the team?
Well, just spending money and get a big-time pitcher, whether it was bringing Corbin Burns back, instead of just offering 4 years, would 5 years have done it? Six certainly would have. Going after a Max Fried, being more aggressive in trading for a guy like Garrett Crochet. So there are definitely enough pitchers out there. I mean, even you look at Quintana of the Brewers. They didn't sign him until late spring training. And now the guy's 4-0 with a sub-2 ERA. So, there were pitchers out there they just didn't get.
Yeah, and you're bringing up, Bob, the, whether it was acquiring in free agency, acquiring via trade, the Orioles made their decisions, and they have to kind of live with the situation. But I got to talk to Dan Duquette, Bob, the other day, and maybe you can enlighten everyone out there. And typically we don't see moves early, even from teams that are struggling. And especially there's a lot of pitch needy teams out there. When do you think we're going to start seeing a little bit of an uptick of some teams maybe being a little bit more aggressive to make a move?
Yeah, it takes a while, Ryan. I mean, usually doesn't happen until early July. Mm-hmm. People hang on to guys. I mean, everybody wants, the Marlins ace, Sandy Alcantara, but he hasn't pitched well. So they got to have him pitching well before they consider moving him. And, everybody needs a bullpen help. But it takes a while. I mean, last year kind of jumped out when the Padres got Luis Arraez, the Marlins got him early in, first week of May. But usually, everybody kind of holds on. Nobody wants to surrender, in mid-May. So usually it doesn't happen until early July at the earliest.
I'm glad you said that, because when I keep saying it, people look at me crazy. And because I know a lot of people in general are trying to, when I say people in general, teams, you know, they could take them a while to get going. You know, let's just say go back to 2019, since we're in the region. The Washington Nationals were 19-31, and then ended up winning the World Series, and the Mets obviously were floundering and go on a run to the NLCS last year. For maybe a team that's off to a slow start, Bob, then, who's the team that you still have confidence in that they're going to maybe pick it up here as we progress through the year?
Well, certainly Atlanta. They started up 0-7, and they had won their day. We've been back to 500. So, you know, still a very good team despite their injuries. You know, Strider being out. They should get Acuna back sometime in May. You know, they had the PD suspension of Profar. So a lot of things have gone wrong. But, yeah, I still expect them to bounce back. Remember, a year ago at this time, people talk about the Houston Astros. Are they going to sell? You know, they're you know, their window's over. They win the division again. So yeah, it's too early. It's 1 month. It jumps out because it's the first month of the season. But especially with the six teams making a wild card. I mean, making the playoffs. It's just too early to give up on a lot of these teams. You know, unless you're the White Sox or Rockies or Pirates.
Yeah, unless you are the Rockies. Tough sledding for Colorado. Maybe then, since we're kind of moving into the year, and I am just curious, and I know I don't like to play the what-if game, and you mentioned Sandy Alec.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Contra, is there any player that you're eyeing that you think will get buzzed as the season goes on? Like Sandy right now, he's struggling, so his value is down. Is there one player in particular that you think teams are going to try to eye in on that we might not be talking about?
Well, I'm sure teams are looking at the Padres and hoping the Padres will slow down a little bit, because then they can jump on a Dylan Cease or jump on a Michael King. Both guys were available during the offseason, and they didn't move them. They never got the package they wanted. Suarez, I think he's still got his zero ERA, Robert Suarez, and the Padres dangled him, didn't get a single offer for him. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, nothing jumps out. I mean, the Rockies don't have, that stud guy, Marquez or Santella, that people are going to give a lot for. Maybe the one guy, I guess, maybe is Lopez of Minnesota. Very good pitcher. The Twins look like they're going nowhere. So he may be the guy that people, give some good trade offers for. So I'd probably go him number one.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today, joining us here on this Friday. Ripping it with Ryan. Bob Haney, Ryan Ripken, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass, as we talk about, Bob, potential trade targets moving into the trade deadline. People around here want to see Brandon Hyde fired yesterday. But he's not going to get fired, I don't think. But who, you mentioned the Twins, Rockies. Who are some managers, Bob, that could be on that percolating hot seat here in the next couple of weeks, months?
Yeah, I don't believe Ben Hyde is in any trouble. I mean, it's not his fault they didn't get any pitching. You know, he's not going to whip out his own personal checkbook. He's taking one Justin pitcher. So, no, I mean, he's fine. Yeah, I would think still more toward the end of the year. You know, is this Buddy Black's last year in Colorado? Probably. Yeah, let him step away in his own. You know, Brian Snicker, probably going to leave, same thing on his own. Bruce Bochy. You know, if he leaves, it probably, on his own as well. So, three guys right there. I think, the one guy probably under a lot of pressure to win is in Philadelphia with Rob Thomson. I think they have to get to the World Series or, game seven of the NLCS to kind of save his job. I think there's just a lot of expectations there. They've been good teams, but they used to never, got that World Series ring. And the owner, John Middleton, very aggressive guy. So I would think the big teams, he would be on the chopping block at if they don't, go deep in October. And if they don't make the playoffs, I would think Schneider of Toronto would be let go as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.